This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
Who killed Tupac? Well, it's pretty evident from the evidence thus far that Dwayne Keefe D. Davis, who is on trial for the murder of Tupac, certainly had a hand in it. But, you know, innocent until proven guilty. Or even if you're submitting evidence that has a lot to do with you being involved in the murder. But alas, who's calling for that murder? Well, The documents that were just submitted to the court the other day as evidence in a police interview with Dwayne Keefe D. Davis from 2009, I believe, he calls out Diddy as being the one who ordered the hit.
Good yes. God. Oh, my God.
And that's in evidence now. And you wouldn't introduce that into evidence unless this is going to be part of your argument, unless this is going to be part of your case.
Mm-hmm.
So it's looking like this is going to be part of the story that, yeah, was Keefe D involved? Did he pull the trigger? No. Did he order the hit? No. Was he doing a job that he was hired for? Yes. And they look at that differently sometimes. He's fighting for his freedom, if he'll ever have any anymore, which is highly unlikely. But he's going to try. I would. I think anybody would.
Yeah.
How will it pay off? That's yet to be seen. But it certainly introduces the name Diddy into the trial of Tupac Shakur many, 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 many times.
Didn't we? I was looking back. You had me going back looking for some Tupac stories that we've done in the past. Mm-hmm. And so I printed them out so I could keep track of what I was uploading, because we actually have a new channel dedicated to this entire topic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I was looking, it says 50 Cent accuses Diddy of orchestrating Tupac's murder. And this was, oh goodness, December 12th of 2023 that we talked about it.
Yeah. And yeah, that was one of the first times that I think, I mean, Fitty, I think, has alluded to it, but I think he like flat out like said it at that point in time.
He did. And, he absolutely did.
And that was, I mean, and the interesting point with that, and I think there was a thought that was going through Fitty's mind at that point. This is my conjecture, is he was baiting him. He was baiting him to say, I'm going to sue you for accusing me of murdering Tupac, which, again, my conjecture here, he's never been charged with anything to do with Tupac's murder. This is all allegations and conjecture. Is if he were to do that, if he were to have the ego to do that, or if he did nothing to do with it, that opens up the world of discovery.
It sure does.
And they will then look into every angle they possibly can of either you are connected or you are not connected. And if you maybe don't want people to look in your closet of Diddy's is like a closet of the Night of the Living Dead with every single zombie from The Walking Dead in it all reaching out at the same time. It's not skeletons. It's everything. You probably wouldn't, respond. You probably wouldn't sue. I think the same way that we've seen it in some of these other accusations that have come up, just as flat out accusations from people in the public or other celebrities, because it's probably grains of truth to some of them. And
oh, I guarantee it.
And, you know, maybe not 100% as one would think, but enough where that it would not look well for that person. So, I mean, it's already been a very interesting story on how this is all being tied together. Dwayne Keefe D. Davis is the only person charged in the 1996 murder of hip-hop legend Tupac Shakur. Be facing trial after a Las Vegas judge denied his motion to dismiss the case. Davis, who is now 61 years old, has been behind bars now since being charged in September of 2024 with murder with a deadly weapon with intent to promote, further, or assist a criminal gang. Davis's attorney, Carrie Arnold, filed a motion earlier this month to dismiss the case, arguing that prosecutors had delayed proceedings and violated an alleged immunity agreement. Arnold contended that Davis cooperated with federal and local authorities, which should have protected him from prosecution. However, prosecutors pushed back, asserting that Davis lacked proof of any such immunity agreement. In their filing, prosecutors emphasized that Davis doesn't have any quantifiable proof supporting his immunity claims. I kind of feel like that's kind of a shady spot in this. Where,
yeah, that's going to be an itch that needs to be scratched.
Kind of think he probably did have immunity. And now it's like, no, you don't. Because that's what initially made him start talking about Tupac and Diddy and all of that. It was, there was an agreement with what he was talking with the police about that he could not be prosecuted for what he was going to say.
It's an interesting take.
Yeah. I mean, if you're, I don't know, and this is just, I'm just looking at this on the surface. So if that is in fact the case of the way I think this is laid out, that's going to be an issue. Maybe it's not, and I could very well be wrong. So if anybody wants to argue that in the comments, go for it and enlighten me. It's a good question for Bob Mata. During the hearing, District Judge Carl Clerny sided with the prosecution, ruling that the state never gave Keefe D immunity. The judge's decision clears the way for the case now to proceed. Arnold acknowledged the significance of the ruling, stating, "You're not just going to dismiss the biggest case in the U.S. right off the bat, but you have to put these issues out for an appellate court." He also hinted at a potential appeal to Nevada's highest court. You know what that means is delay, delay, delay. Not yet, but that's probably what's going to happen. The charges against Davis stem from the infamous drive-by shooting near the Las Vegas Strip that killed Tupac Shakur and injured Death Row Records CEO Marion Shug Knight. Prosecutors allege the incident was fueled by a rivalry between the South Side Crips, of which Davis was a member, and the Mob Prue gang associated with Death Row Records. The events of that night, according to prosecutors, were set in motion during a brawl at the MGM Grand involving Shakur, Knight, and Davis's nephew, Orlando Anderson. The altercation reportedly escalated into the deadly shooting that claimed Shakur's life and left the music world reeling. Davis, who has drawn attention for his detailed public accounts of the incident, basically saying it in multiple interviews, is accused of producing the weapon used in the shooting and providing it to Anderson, who was in the back seat of the car. Anderson, who denied involvement, was killed in an unrelated shooting in 1998, leaving Davis as the last living suspect tied to the crime. The case marks a big moment in this decades-long investigation into one of the most notorious unsolved murders I think we've seen. Trials looming, fans and observers alike are watching closely for what is going to happen here. And I think we just saw the biggest moment in this case since Tupac was shot, honestly, with the that document going into evidence. It's going to, I think, inevitably spark more investigation into this, which that could then overlap into the Diddy trial, the federal investigation there. The thing with that, though, if there isn't enough beef to that other than just this, allegations made by Keefe D, if you can't really, really tie it together without a doubt the feds are not going to put that into the case or any other case, because if they go in, they're going in, you know, it's pretty much said and done. Everything is there.
Yeah, guns a-blazing.
Yeah.
Do you think if this, you know, how many, and I don't want to take this down to race in any way, but how many adult Black men have been murdered in our society and they're not pursuing the murderer, you know, and here's a guy,
sure. Yeah,
you know, it just, is it because of who he was that we're bothering to do this? I mean, so many unsolved mysteries out there. Why are we so focused? And I don't mean we, but as a society, why do we need this one to be solved?
Because it hasn't been. And I think what actually happened in this case is the exact opposite of what you're saying did. It's only now that we're finally getting people looking at this to the level that they are. It was just sitting there as a cold case for so long. And it was always questioned, why is this not being looked into? Because it wasn't being looked into because of who Tupac was at the time. And there was still, I mean, it was a different time and place, and people, I mean, hip hop was not what it is today, as mainstream as it is today. And certainly Tupac was not super mainstream at the time. Much Top 40 radio did not play Tupac. California mm-hmm. Love is about what you got. It was like looked down upon of, well, you know, it's a thug that got shot because, you know, they were, you know, whatever yeah. beef they had. Case closed. And, you know, in a lot of cases, that is what it is on the streets. But this is not that. But it was kind of just dumped into that pile of like, we don't care if you're famous, whatever. Like, it was almost more of a, I think, screw you in some ways. I mean, that's my interpretation of it. The fact that in the last handful of years, there's been more looking into this, and the fact that Keefe D has been saying this stuff out loud in interviews, that's what I think got a lot of things moving, is that he was flat out saying those things. But where did he get the confidence to say those things out loud? You don't just, it's not like he's a complete idiot. I think if you believe you have immunity to say these things out loud now, because you've given your piece to the government. So he started saying what happened out loud to people, and then it kind of flipped back around, and we're going to charge him with this, but not that. So I think there's loopholes here that have all been crossed. Do I think he should be prosecuted? Yeah, without a doubt. But the way that it's been done, that's going to have some repercussions possibly. Cases have been thrown out on less than that. If it can be proven that there was some sort of immunity, but we'll see if they can find that. If there was no documentation, or if it was just kind of some side agreement, or if there's a loophole here in how he's being charged.
It'd be interesting to see how this all shakes out.
Very much so.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
So they said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.